Introduction. The great paradox of the human race, namely that we're so smart we understand just about everything except ourselves, has never been more striking or more troubling than right now. Today we understand the physics of an expanding universe and the mysterious behavior of quarks. We know how to create vaccines and custom genes, replace body parts, and build space robots. Our knowledge of life and the universe continues to grow dramatically in every field imaginable, except one. We don't understand evil, what it is, how it works, and why it so routinely and effortlessly ruins our lives. Put another way, we don't understand ourselves. Despite the human race's extraordinary capacity for invention and progress, we clearly have a millennia-old blind spot in this one all-important area. Consider, while living in an age of exponential growth in knowledge, 20 to 30 million Americans currently take powerful, mood-altering, psychiatric drugs to deal with depression, bipolar disorder, and a slew of other mental health problems, despite the troubling link between those drugs and extreme violent behavior. Our relationships are increasingly fragile. We can't seem to stay married. Divorce and family breakdown are still rampant. Besides, we're not even sure what we believe anymore. Increasingly, Americans are forsaking their traditional faiths of Christianity and Judaism in favor of witchcraft and other pagan or New Age practices, while angry, in-your-face atheist manifestos top bestseller lists. Meanwhile, today's culture of sexual anarchy manifests ever new and disturbing syndromes. Same-sex marriage, people attempting to surgically morph into the opposite gender, pedophiles and polygamists striving to ride the gay rights bandwagon to acceptance, and an epidemic of female school teachers sexually preying on their students. For many, Judeo-Christian morality, the foundation of Western civilization for thousands of years, has become a quaint memory. America herself is in increasing conflict, more polarized than at any time since the Civil War. Politicians routinely tell colossal lies to advance their agendas, and regardless of who gets elected president, government just seems to grow uncontrollably, destroying the people's freedom, prosperity, and contentment. To top it off, a malignant version of a major world religion is replicating ferociously across the globe, with a message of radical intolerance, terror, and domination, yet the submissive, almost apologetic response of many in the West resembles a national version of the Stockholm Syndrome. Clearly, despite our massive accumulation of knowledge, we're still missing something essential. An understanding of ourselves and the forces acting through us that mysteriously churn out deception, suffering, and, all too often, tragedy. Most books about evil are written either by theologians who offer doctrinal explanations of its origin and implications, or psychologists and psychiatrists who present a more clinical perspective. I am none of these, but rather a working journalist. In the news business, a great deal of what we call news is, let's face it, evil. When a mother reads her children a bedtime story and tucks them into bed, it's not news. But if she drowns her five children in the bathtub, as Andrea Yates did, it's big news. When you've reported on personal, political, and cultural corruption for as many years as I have, it's only natural to want to identify underlying causes. Thus, my long-term...